Well, gold may be the investment that everyone is interested in these days, but it still has a certain exclusive aura. So it's not surprising that if I want to go and buy some just walking in off the street, I have to go to London's top people's store, Harrods.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Charles Hodgson from CNN.
Chris Hall, Harrods Bank.
So you're the head of gold bullion. How does this work? I mean, here are the coins. Can I just walk in with a pile of cash or even a credit card and say, I'd like a few of those and walk out with them?
Yes, that's the idea. The idea is that we have a simple service for customers. They're able to come in and purchase gold over the counter. Provided they meet our ID requirements, they can come in and purchase in the usual way. Walk straight out.
Can I get my hands on some of this gold?
Certainly, if you'd like.
Okay.
There's a set of gloves there for you.
So how much is that particular... Is it an ingot or is that just a bar?
That's what we call a bar. That is 12.5 kilograms, which is approximately 400 ounces.
That's quite some weight, isn't it?
That is. Just be careful on that. It's quite big for its size.
All right. Now, okay. Let's see if I can lift that. Oh, that... Wow, that is heavy, isn't it?
It is indeed.
It really is. I mean, you're not sort of... It's about the size of half a brick, but weighs, I don't know, three or four times as much as a brick.
Gym membership would be needed.
Yeah, well, supposing I decided it was just too heavy for me, or alternatively, I didn't think the price was going to go up anymore, can I sell it back to you?
Yes, that's a service we offer as well, and it's something we offer to our customers only. So if they would like to sell that gold, they can come back to us. We will make a non-obligatory offer to them. And the reason we do that is to make sure that they have at least one easy channel through which they can sell.
How does the price compare with what, you know, a professional investor would buy gold at?
Well, for physical gold, it's a very competitive price that you would resell your physical gold at within London. If you were selling a derivative or some other form of gold investment, it would be very different.
So what sort of investor are you looking at here? Is this kind of the average Joe or who?
We're looking for regular investors. We're looking for people a lot like Harrods customers or Harrods Bank account holders who are interested in gold, and they need a place where they can come and buy in a prudent manner, and they know that they're getting the best possible product from a company that
would
respect.
But it doesn't come with advice as such. I mean, you know.
Unfortunately, we cannot provide advice on this. It was evident that there is a demand for gold amongst retail investors now, and for as long as that demand is there, we will continue to service. And we've taken a business decision on this. It is breaking some new ground, but historically that's what Harrods has always done. And our motto is everything for everybody, everywhere.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm going to give you
pleasure,
these gloves back.
Thank you very
much. And meanwhile, do you do chocolate gold bars? Because I think those might be a little bit more in my price range for today.
Ground floor food halls.
Okay. Thanks very much indeed, Chris.
It's a pleasure.
Well, I've just worked out that gold bar was worth nearly $500,000. It certainly weighed a ton. A good thing, by the way, that Harrods has a safety box scheme, so you don't just have to slip that into your handbag if you want to put it somewhere safe. But seriously, I'm not sure I would want to bet nearly $500,000 of my money on the idea that with the gold prices where they are, they're going to go much further north from here. Charles Hodgson, CNN, London.